white refined sugar. When I realized that it wasn't the Ku Klux Klan or nigger-hating white folks that injected syphilis into 600 black men in Tuskegee, it was the United States Bureau of Health with the aid of some of the top colleges, research, medical centers in this country. And then when we caught them, we messed up and let them write the protocol. And to this day, not even black folks have asked this question I'm asked now. If you inject syphilis into 600 black men, what about my black woman that lived with him? That was his girlfriend, his wife. And up until this day, when the president brought the brothers to the White House, to this day, nobody has ever said, you can't give it to my man without giving it to my woman. Mm-hmm. And so when I sit around and look at what they've done to my health, I'm going to hold something up. That's Crest toothpaste. If you look at the back where I put a little sign, say, do not what? What does that say? Do not swallow. Mm-hmm. Then you got to ask, what do they put in this toothpaste that is so poison they have to put a disclaimer on to say, do not swallow? Now, down at the bottom, if you do swallow, what's that last sentence say? Contact who?
Seek professional health poison control center.
Now, wait a minute. Now, think about this. That's not on rat poison, brother. Listen, the stuff that's in toothpaste is so poison that an ordinary medical doctor can't help you. You got to contact the poison control center. And those of you that out there that's listening, go to the toilet and look at your toothpaste. And it's on there. We know that military intelligence was in Memphis when King was killed. Uh-huh. We knew it from interviews. We knew it from military intelligence. This is the first document we able to get our hands on that says they were there. That come from the general of military intelligence. After 30 years, it says, look back at the date. They were there from March
28th through April 12th, 1968.
Now, wait a minute. See, you couldn't be running surveillance every day there and not pick up not only King being killed, but who killed him. That's what makes that so important. This is the right. First document we have from military intelligence that say he was there. And so, you know, just thank God there's a God and things. You know, one of the things that got declassified under the Freedom of Information Act, my poor grandma, I'm glad she's not with us, Jean Dixon, world-renowned psychic. Do you know right before Christmas of last year, they had to declassify information on the Freedom of Information Act, and Jean Dixon was a pawn of the FBI. And like 18 months before Kennedy was hit, when she put in her column, JFK had to be careful in Dallas, we know now that Hoover gave that to her.
Now, this is interesting. First item in this particular report, March 28th, 1968, 10:22 hours. Dr. King arrives in Memphis, Tennessee, to lead a march in downtown
Memphis.
That
is, from the time he was there to the time he was killed, they followed him.
This has been a tribute to the late Dick Gregory, who died on August 19, 2017. He was 84. If you have questions, comments, or suggestions as to future In Black America programs, email us at inblackamerica@kut.org. Also, let us know what radio station you heard us over. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. You can hear previous programs online at kut.org. Also, you can listen to a special collection of In Black America programs at American Archive of Public Broadcasting. That's americanarchives.org. The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station or of the University of Texas at Austin. Until we have the opportunity again for technical producer David Alvarez, I'm John L. Hanson, Jr. Thank you for joining us today. Please join us again next week.
CD copies of this program are available and may be purchased by writing In Black America CDs, KUT Radio, 300 West Dean Keaton Boulevard, Austin, Texas, 78712. That's In Black America CDs, KUT Radio, 300 West Dean Keaton Boulevard, Austin, Texas, 78712. This has been a production of KUT Radio.
And you are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
have a pot. Yellow man made it. And you say after me don't mean it, me set it. Zungo, zungo, go, zungo, zen. Zungo, zungo, go, zungo, zen. Say if you have a paper, you must have a pen. And if you have a start, you must have a end. Say 5 + 5, it equal to 10. And if you have both, you put them in a bin. And if you have a rooster, you must have a end now. Zungo, zungo, go, zungo, zen. Zungo, zungo, go, zungo, zen. Jump for happiness and jump for joy. You know fi call yellow man no boy. Lady and they used to take fit eye. Brave guy lord him call him child. You know fi call yellow man no boy. You know fi call John John no boy. You know fi take eye and eye fi boy. Zungo, zungo, go, zungo, zeng. Watch it. Zungo, zungo, go, zungo, zeng. Catch it. Zungo, zungo, go, zungo, zeng. Ka 00119. Ka yellow man make you feel so fine. Me chat on me lyric. Me chat them in a rhyme. Me na eat like me full up a rhyme. Ka yellow man him na commit no crime. Ka zungo, zungo, go, zungo, zeng. Zungo, zungo, go, zungo, zeng. Hey, go shung pen, go shung shung pen, hey, go shung pen, go shung shung pen. Say if you have a start, you must have a end. Say if you have a paper, you pass me the pen. But tell your yellow man, I'm too much girlfriend. Can't offer the matter, but me not have no girlfriend. You are idiot, boy, me have a 110. Say all of them, them have yellow children. All of them have yellow children. Some live a Kingston, and don't have me a pen. None of them ask me, oh, me have no girlfriend too. Arguments, I have no arguments, Lord. Arguments, I have no arguments. Me enter in the house of parliament. Prime Minister and his wife have to keep silent. A true yellow man, a chat intelligent. They put me in the court, the judge say you're innocent too. Arguments, I have no arguments. Sanja should have been my girlfriend, hey. Lady Anne should have been my girlfriend, Mecca. Zungo, zungo, go, zungo, zen, hey. You know fi jump fi happy or joy. You know fi call yellow man no boy. Nobody take John Joff fi toy. Me brother law them call him you right. Zungo, zungo, go, zungo, zen. Watch it, zungo, zungo, go, zungo, zen. You like a violence, you smoke I shen. You deal with violence, you go down silent. But tell your yellow man come fi tell them again. You live a Kingston or you live a me pen. Say if you have a rooster, you must have a hen. And if you have a star, you must have a hen. But watch yellow man come fi rap them again, Lord. Zungo, zungo, go, zungo, zen. Watch it. Zungo, zungo, go, zungo, zen. Hey, jump fi happiness or jump fi joy. You know fi take yellow man fi boy. You know fi take yellow man fi time. Zungo, zungo, go, zungo, zen. Hey, go shung peng, go shung 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 peng. But tell your yellow voice, it sound like FM. The other rest of voice sound like AM. But tell your yellow man, come fi rock them again. You could a live a Kingston, mobi a me a pen car. Zungo, zungo, go, zungo, zen. Hey, zungo, zungo, go, zungo, zen. Hey, no fi call yellow man, no boy. No fi jump fi happiness and jump fi joy. Zungo, zungo, go, zungo, zen. Ka yellow man have enough girlfriend. Ka watch a mommy come fi tell them again. Ka yellow man come fi mash them again, Lord.
Yeah, are you ready? Zigga-zang, zigga-zigga-zang. Something like that. Winston Foster, a.k.a. Yellow Man, taking you back there in the archives. And we also heard from the Joyride Rhythm, taking it back to some years ago, too, made popular by Tanya Stevens. We can't play her song. Sorry. Yeah, one-to-one reggae for Sunday.
With me. The rockers and rolling, rolling on. I didn't really want to recite this poem because I wrote it when I was 20. I wrote this poem more or less to express how the youth of my generation felt at that particular time. This is around 1972. Some people have told me years after that it was prophetic, But when I was writing it, I didn't think I was prophesying anything. I thought I was stating the obvious. Time come. It soon come. It soon come. Look out, look out, look out. Fruit soon ripe, fi take we bite. Strength soon come, fi we fling we might. It soon come. It soon come. Look out, look out, look out. We feel bad. We look sad. We smoke weed. And if your eyes sharp, read the violence now we eye. We gonna smash the sky with we bad, bad blood. Look out, look out, look out. It soon come. It soon come. Is the shadow walking behind you? Is I stand up right before you? Look out, but it's too late now, I did warn you. When you fling me in a prison, I did warn you. When you kill Oluwole, I did warn you. When you beat Joshua Francis, I did warn you. When you pick Panda Panthers, I did warn you. When you jack me up against the wall, I didn't bawl, but I did warn you. Now you see fire burning in my eye, you smell badness pan my breath. Feel violence, violence bursting out of me. Look out! It's too late now. I did warn you. I hope you're happy, Max. It's a poem I wrote as a contribution to a campaign that was being waged in the black communities against the infamous SUS law, SUS being short for suspicion, the Vagrancy Act from the time of Queen Victoria, which had been dormant on the statute books, rediscovered by racist police officers when the black youth of my generation emerged on the scene in this country. And you would be arrested and charged and jailed for attempting to steal from persons unknown. There was never a victim produced in court to give evidence against you. It was your word against the police officer. And as long as he was able to convince the magistrate that he had reasonable grounds to believe that you intended to commit the crime, that was all that was required. And it was a successful campaign. The law was abolished, but of course, it was replaced with another law which meant more or less something similar. So it's a letter written from prison, addressed to a mother somewhere in the Caribbean, and the writer of the letter is trying to explain to his mother the circumstances of his imprisonment with his younger brother. Sonny's letter. Brixton Prison, Jeb Avenue, London Southwest 2, England. Dear Mama, good day. I hope that when these few lines reach you, they may find you in the best of health. Mama, I really don't know how to tell you this, cause I did make a solemn promise to take care of little Jim and try my best to look out for him. Mama, I really did try my best. But nonetheless, I'm sorry to tell you, sir, poor little Jim get a rest. It was the middle of the rush hour when everybody just a hustle and a bustle to go home for them evening shower. Me and Jim stand up waiting upon a bus, not causing no fuss, when all on a sudden a police van pull up. Out jump three policemen, the whole of them carrying baton. Them walk straight up to me and Jim. One of them hold on to Jim, say him taking him in. Jim tell him to let go of him, for him not do nothing, and him not thief, not even a button. Jim start to wriggle. The police start to giggle. Mama, me can tell you what them do to Jim. Mama, me can tell you what them do to him. Them thump him in him belly and it turn to jelly. Them lick him pan him back and him rib get pop. Them lick him pan him head but it tough like lead. Them kick him in him seed and it started to bleed. Mama, I just couldn't stand up there and I do nothing. So me juk one in him eye and him started to cry. Me thump one in him mouth and him started to shout. Me kick one pan him shin and him started to spin. Me thump him pan him chin and him drop pan a bin and crash. And dead. Mama, more policemen come down and beat me to the ground. Them charge Jim for sus. Them charge me for murder. Mama, don't fret. Don't get depressed and downhearted. Be of good courage. Till I hear from you, I remain your son, Sonny. It's all right, it's all right. I want to do this poem called It No Funny because I recorded it on my Forces of Victory album. This is one of my poems that work with music or without music, I think. It's talking about the rebel generation to which I belong. Unlike our parents, who were a bit more constrained in the way they could fight racial injustice because they had responsibilities, they had families to consider. They couldn't just walk off the job every time they were racially abused. Well, that generation really is the heroic generation as far as John LaRose, my mentor, is concerned. You know, the so-called Windrush generation, the heroic generation. And John called them the heroic generation because of what they were able to achieve in spite of the racially hostile environment they found themselves in. And this provided a solid foundation for the second generation, which I belong to, but they were more constrained in the fight back against racial injustice. My generation didn't have those kind of considerations, you know, and we refuse to tolerate the things our parents sometimes reluctantly tolerated. We rebelled. This poem describes a section of that rebel generation to which I belong. It's called It No Funny. People saying this, people saying that about the youth of today, how them carrying on away. And it not funny. It not funny. Them would take chance to get a little Kyle. Them would take chance to live it up a while. Them would take chance to live it up in style. Them would take chance to go jump and prance. Them would take chance. And them love blues dance. Them would take chance. And them don't count the cars. People saying this, people saying that about the youth of today, how them cars in a free. And it not funny. It not funny. Them would take chance. And them love cuss ras. Them would take chance. Them would skip them class. Them would take chance. If you go pop a little style, them would take chance. Them do it all the while. Them would take chance. But some of them last, them would take chance. And them don't count the cost. People saying this, people saying that about the youth of today, about the way them stay. And it not funny. It not funny. Them would take chance to get a little collie. Them would take chance with your little sister Sally. Them would take chance for them feel them force. Them would take chance, but them got no course. Them would take chance, but them is not advanced. Them would take chance, and them don't count the cost. People saying this, people saying that about the youth of today, about the way them stay. And it not funny. No, sir. It not funny. Now, my parents, no, that's all right. My parents were separated when I was a kid. My father stayed in Jamaica, and he raised another family down there. But he died in 1982, having suffered a couple of strokes and heart attack. In fact, he had diabetes. Both legs were amputated. He was only 56 when he died. So I wrote this farewell poem, but it's also a poem about Jamaica, as I saw it during the early 1980s. Reggae for Dada. Galang Dada. Galang Guanyasa. You never had no life to live, just the one life to give. You did your time upon earth, you never get your just desert. Galango smile in the sun, Galango sata in the palace of peace. Oh, the water it's so deep, the water it's so dark, and it's full of harbor shark. The land is like a rock slowly shattering to sand, sinking in a sea of calamity, where fear breeds shadows that lurks in the dark, where people afraid to walk, afraid to think, afraid to talk, where the present is haunted by the past. A desa me born, get to know about storm, learn to cling to the dawn. And when me hear my daddy sick, me quickly pop my grip and take a trip. Me never have no time when me reach, fi see no sunny beach when me reach. Just people are living shock, people living back to back amongst cockroach and rat, amongst dirt and disease, subject to terrorist attack, political intrigue, constant grief, and no sign of relief. Oh, the grass turned brown, so many trees cut down, and the land is overgrown. From country to town is just thistle and thorn, in the wound of the poor. Is a miracle how them endure the pain night and day, the stench of decay, the glaring sights of guarded affluence, the arrogant voices, cold eyes of contempt, the mocking symbols of independence. A desa me born, get to know about storm, learn to cling to the dawn. And when the news reach me, send me one daddy dead, me catch a plane quick. And when me reach me sunny isle, it was the same old style. The money well dry, the bullets them a fly, plenty innocent a die, many rivers run dry, ganja planes flying high. The poor man him a try, you think a little try him try, holding on by and by, when a dollar can buy a little dinner for a fly. Galang Dada, Galang Guanyasa, you never had no life to live. Just the one life you give. You did your time upon earth, you never get your just desert. Galango smile in the sun, Galango sata in the palace of peace. Me know you couldn't take it, Dada. The anguish and the pain, the suffering, the problems, the strain. Struggling in vain if you make two ends meet, so that them pickney could get a little something to eat, to put clothes upon them back, to put shoes upon them feet, when a dollar can buy a little dinner for your fly. Me know you try, Dada. You fight a good fight, but the dice them did loaded and the card pack fix. Yet still, you reach 56 before you lose your leg wicket. I know you're born ground here, so we bury you as strangers burying ground, near to mum and cousin Doris, not far from the quarry, down at August Town. 1981 is the most significant date in the post-World War II history of the black experience in Britain. A number of things happened that year. In January 1981, 17th of January, Yvonne Ruddock was celebrating her 16th birthday party at 439 New Cross Road in Southeast London when some racist, some fascist, threw an incendiary device through the window of the house, which resulted in the death of 13 young black people and 26 serious injuries. It was the police themselves who informed Mrs. Ruddock, Yvonne's mother, that it was an arson attack. Those kind of attacks were not unprecedented. In fact, they had been going on from the 60s, from the time of Enoch Powell's Rivers of Blood speech demanding repatriation. In 1971, in Forest Hill, there was a similar arson attack on a West Indian party, and a number of people were badly burnt there. Luckily, no one died. And there was a successful prosecution for arson in that instance. But in the case of the New Cross fire, the police launched a campaign of lies and disinformation within 48 hours without carrying out any forensic examination whatsoever, ruled completely out of hand the possibility that it could have been a racist arson attack. They were aided and abetted in the campaign of lies and disinformation by the gutter press, even some of the broadsheets too. They rounded up some of the kids who were at the party and tried to get them to sign false confessions to say that there was a fight in the party and that's what caused the fire. The black communities mobilized ourselves and formed the New Cross Massacre Action Committee within 48 hours. And the police used taxpayers' money to try and discredit the New Cross Massacre Action Committee. There was an inquest which was held with indecent haste, even before the police had completed their investigations. And the verdict was an open one because there were so many conflicting scenarios presented to the inquest jury. 20 years later, they had another inquest. I don't know why. It was a complete waste of taxpayers' money because there was no new evidence. And the same open verdict was arrived at. But the New Cross Massacre Action Committee mobilized between 15,000 to 20,000 people on the 2nd of March, 1981. And we marched from New Cross to Hyde Park in the center of London to protest the death of those young people and the way the matter had been dealt with by the authorities. That was known as the Black People's Day of Action. And they had never seen nothing like that in this country before, or since for that matter. And it was soon after that, a couple years after that, things began to change slowly because it made those in the establishment sit up and take note of the fact that black people had some power and we could mobilize that power if and when we had to. In April of 1981, for some reason best known to themselves, the police launched an operation, I think largely because they felt that young black men or young black people were behaving with too much defiance after the morale booster of the Black People's Day of Action. They launched an operation called Operation Swamp 81 in Brixton, my neighborhood, where they went about harassing and intimidating black people going about our lawful business. That was the straw that broke the camel's back, and we had a riot, an insurrection in response to that. And those riots spread to every major inner city area in this country. Birmingham, Manchester, Liverpool. I made an attempt to chronicle those events in this poem called The Great Insurrection. It was in April 1981, down in the ghetto of Brixton, that the Babylon them caused such a friction that it bring about a great insurrection. And it spread all over the nation. It was truly an historical occasion. It was event of the year, and I wish I had been there when we run riot all over Brixton, when we mash up plenty police van, when we mash up the Wicked One plan, when we mash up the Swamp 81, fi make the rule of them understand that we not take no more of them oppression. And when me check out the ghetto grapevine, fi find out all I could have find, every rebel just a revel in them story. Them a talk about the power and the glory. Them a talk about the burning and the looting. Them a talk about the smashing and the grabbing. Them a tell me about the vanquish and the victory. Them said the Babylon them went too far. So what we had was fibon to cure. And one and two innocent get mar. But what? Not so it goes sometime in a war in star. Not so it goes sometime in a war. Them say we burn down the judge, we could have burn the landlord. We burn down the judge, we never burn the landlord. When we run riot all over Brixton. When we mash up plenty police van. When we mash up the wicked one plan. When we mash up the swamp 81. Them say we commandeer care and we gather ammunition. We build we barricade and the wicked catch afraid. We send out we scout figure find them we're about. Then we farm up with posse and we make we raid. Well now them run gang go plan counter action. But the plastic bullet and the water cannon will bring a blam blam. Will bring a blam blam. Never mind scar man. Will bring a blam blam. It was a watershed moment, the riot, the Black People's Day of Action in the history of our struggles for racial equality and for social justice. And of course, the second watershed moment came in the 90s with the Stephen Lawrence murder and the Stephen Lawrence inquiry. So this is a poem, and it's a kind of a stock-taking poem where I'm asking the question, how far have we come after those events? Because there were other uprisings in the mid-80s, in 1985, for example, which were triggered by the what was perceived by many young Black people as the police killing our mothers now, with the death of Cynthia Jarrett and the shooting of Cherry Gross in her back. Looking back on my life in this country, I think, in spite of the fact that there were many obstacles put in our way, what we can be triumphant about, when I say we, those of us in the Black communities, what we can be triumphant about is the fact that we successfully integrated ourselves into British society. So here's the poem, it's called Things and Times. Duped, doped, demoralized. Dizzied, dazed, traumatized. Blinded by resplendent light of love, dazzled by the firmament of freedom. Him couldn't detect deceit, all when it kicked him in him teeth. Him couldn't cry corruption and believe in a man. Him never know about clique, him did humble, him did meek. Him never know intrigue, him never in at that the league. Him never did understand that on the road to socialism, you could buck up nepotism. Him wife dangerous, him brother treacherous. And him cousin, very vicious. Duped, doped, demoralized. Dizzied, dazed, traumatized. No, like a fragile fragment of light trapped in the belly of the dark night. Like a blind man stupefied and dazed. Lost and alone in a mystical maze for days upon days upon days upon days. Watch him drifting across the ocean of life, without a rudder nor anchor nor sail, for days upon days upon days upon days. Call him flotsam of the tides of the times, if you like. Lost in the labyrinth of life, if you like. Duped, doped, demoralized. Dizzied, dazed, paralyzed. Shipwreck against the sands of the tides of the times, meditating upon the bad old days. Face down upon the gleaming seashore, not so certain, not so sure like before. The salt of the sea, upon the sun, in I'm I, and him would give it back if him could cry. The sound of the surge of the sea harmonized with the swaying bamboo trees, and him brains just a tick, all kind of thoughts now in night, like them desperate days of defiance, when young rebels did a fight against oppression, when young rebels did a fling firebomb, when they marched with them banners raised, chanting freedom, chanting justice, chanting blood and fire, when North Crucial Trail was ablaze, taking the struggle to to a higher stage. Duped, doped, demoralized. Dizzied, dazed, paralyzed. Now wash up, wet up, mash up. Him raise up, catch up, and sit up. With him hand pan him jaw and him head a hang down, I consider how young rebels get old. How some sell them soul, some get left out in the cold. Some get elevate, some get depreciate. Some turn middle class, some a gamble race horse. Some a try to live clean, some get vicious and mean. Some plague with doubt, some still a tough it out. One and two a fight the struggle in them head. Lead the leader lesson of them head. Win the revolution in them head. Yeah, man, all a ton prime minister in them head. Duped, doped, demoralized. Dizzied, dazed, traumatized. Now him wondering, pondering, considering, posing all kind of riddle to himself like, now that we come out of the one room them, and time and fortune been some of we friend. Now that we got we council flat and with this and with that, we color TV and all the mad con. Now that we create some space, and enough of we own a little place. Now that we got we MP and we black JP, black span the radio, black span TV, we sir and we lord and we MBE, I forgot, we forgot, or I eat that. Do we need another Moses if we take we cross the sea and say, go on, walk cross, on a free, as we enter the 21st century? Are we long past that the era, that the stage, and is each and every one who have to rise now to meet the dawning of a different age? Well, he was wondering, pondering, considering, when him hear a voice like the wind say, "Cho, are just things and times, wonders and signs, but not get mystic, be realistic." And him hear a next voice like the sea say, "Sometimes the pungent odor of the key signals a brand new life depend the way." Let me write something a little bit more cheerful. So I wrote this one called The Unfinished Revolution. Now watch ya, Mr. Man. Me not like the way you tan, and your tans are too long, you know, man. I meditate, yeah, I meditate upon the same song so long. Well, hear me, man. Me not teach. Me not preach. Me just assure you how me see it. Because the truth, well, sweet, just like an African beat, like when you see where you're coming from, like when you sight which part you reach. So me no care if you are vexed or even going like you're perplexed. Me go show you where me see, Mr. Man. You just sit down and fold up like a cabbage. Like say you got no understanding, got no knowledge. Like say you still no realize you are just the other day. We chuck off the choking chains of bondage. That in spite of the hatred and disadvantage, though we slip up and stumble upon the way, we still reach far down Freedom Street, still mindful of the minefields upon the way. So may I beg you, Mr. Man, please come out of your shell. We can't dwell in the past that lasts forever, you know, my brother. Now that the sun has shined bright, please come out of the doldrums of the dark night. History bigger than me, are you, you know? Time can't steal, but it can heal. So shake the dew from out your head. Wipe the cobweb from your face. We got enough work for do, for we no reach Mount Zion yet. Yes, we put on a solid foundation for true. And one and two are we well, I get true for true. But we still not build the new Jerusalem yet. The time gonna come again, you can bet. When we are gonna march on again, you hear me, friend? Mobilize with woman and with friend them again. Even the picnic them are gonna join in again. For freedom is not no ideology. Freedom is a human necessity. It can't depend upon no one somebody. It's up to each and every one of us. Me not preach. Me not teach. Me just assure you how me see it. Because the truth, well sweet, just like an African beat, like when you see where you're coming from, like when you sight which part you reach. So me not care if you are vexed or even going like you're perplexed. Me just assure you when me say, Mr. Man. How I came to write this poem was that someone brought it to my attention that my name was mentioned in the Oxford Companion to 20th Century Poetry, albeit as a footnote. And it was a footnote about dub poetry. Another poet from an older generation was quoted as describing dub poetry as, quote, overcompensation for deprivation, unquote. Since my name has been largely associated with this so-called dub poetry, I couldn't ignore it. So by way of riposte, excuse me, I wrote this piece. And I make reference to Buta Lazy, who, as some of you may recall, was chief of the Zulus. His Inthaka organization was a thorn in the flesh of Nelson Mandela's ANC, and he was a collaborator with the apartheid regime. And Lance Percival, I make reference to. Some of you are old enough to remember Lance Percival, very popular English comic actor who also made a name for himself doing parodies of some well-known calypsos, like Don't Stop the Carnival and so on. I begin with this little quote by a Jamaican Rasta poet who in one of his poems had a line that went, most of the straightening is in the tongue, so making a point about language. So my riposte is called, If I Was a Top-Notch Poet. If I was a top-notch poet, like Chris Okigbo, Derek Walcott, or T.S. Eliot, I would write a poem so damn deep that it bittersweet. Like a precious memory will make you weep, will make you feel incomplete. Like when you love a leave, and do a defeat you concede, still you beg and you plead, till you win a reprieve, and you're ready for rock steady, but the music done already. Still, in the meantime, with me rhythm, with me rhyme, with me rough bass line, with me own sense of time, go and poet off a step in line. Kabuta Lazy might have got a couple thousand, but Mandela for him, thousands of thousands of thousands of thousands. If I was a top-notch poet, like Kamau Brathwaite, Martin Carter, Jane Cortez, or Amiri Baraka, I would write a poem so rude and rootsy and subversive that it make the goon poet turn white with envy. Like a Kandumble voodoo kumina chant, a whole time calypso or a slave song that get banned. But from Granny right down to Grand Pickney, each and every one can recite that they want. Still, in the meantime, with me rhythm, with me rhyme, with me rough bass line, with me own sense of time, goon poet of a step in line. Kabuta Lazy might have got a couple thousand, but Mandela for him, thousands of thousands of thousands of thousands. If I was a top-notch poet, like Chikaya, Yotamsi, Nicholas Gwen, or Lana Goodison, I would write a poem so beautiful that it's simple. Like a plain girl with good brains and nice ways, with a sexy disposition and plenty compassion, with a sweet smile and a subtle style. Still, me not go bow and scrape and go on like a ape, peddling no puerile parchment of ethnicity, with ungla vague fleeting hint of authenticity, like a black Lance Percival in reverse, or even worse, a babbling buffoon will lose him tongue. No, sir, not at all. Me got me rhythm, me got me rhyme, me got me rough bass line, me got me own sense of time. Goon poet of a step in line. Kabuta Lazy might have got couple thousand. But Mandela fame, thousands and thousands and thousands. Thank you very much.
That was Lynton Kwesi Johnson. And that was recorded at the somewhere in Leeds a couple years ago. He was doing several different things about some of his poems that had been set to music. And he was going to various spots there in England. Give you a little look at what went on and what goes on in Great Britain. As Lynton Kwesi Johnson has stated, England is a bitch. A bitch for true. And that reflects some of the struggles there for black people and people of color. You're listening to WRCT. We got coming up Anatomy of the Ear at 11 o'clock, so stay tuned for that. And we got one more tune, hopefully, before we get out of here.
Yeah. live in love and respect each other, knowing that we share the same love and happiness that the Father granted us to live. Amen. Respect and truth and unity. Sunday morning brings the dawn in. It's just a restless feeling by my side. Early dawning Sunday morning, it's just the wasted years so close behind. Watch out, the world's behind you. There's always someone around you who will call. It's nothing at all. Sunday morning, and I'm falling. I've got a feeling I don't want to know. It's all the streets you crossed not so long ago. Watch out, the world's behind you. There's always someone around you who will call. It's nothing at all.
Michael Norwood, your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. Asthma affects 25 million people nationwide, and every day 10 people die with it, with African American women and children being most at risk. Early warning signs include coughing, especially at night, or with exercise and wheezing. Almost all asthma can be effectively managed with a good action plan, so talk with your doctor today, and for more information, visit aawellnessproject.org.
Teachers shape the future. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who'll make preventing pandemics their life's work. Sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who'll help combat climate change. And generating possibilities for a student who'll be the first in their family to graduate college. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
Young faded, fake faces, I raise them, California.